The two candidates for mayor of St. Petersburg faced off in a debate last night at the Palladium Theater in downtown. Kathleen Ford and Bill Foster were asked about five categories: budget, crime, economic development, the Rays Stadium, and what the organizers called leadership style, a favorite criticism of Ford by her detractors, including the editorial writers of the St. Petersburg Times, one of the sponsors of the debate. In defining his leadership style, Foster channeled a favorite claim by George W. Bush during his first presidential campaign.
I'm a uniter, not a divider. And I've had a history of building consensus and building bridges and working with people. That is my leadership style. I have the temperament and the demeanor to bring people to the table and not with condescension and not with throwing of pencils or rolling of eyes, but I actually build on the successes that people bring to the table.
The debate's first heated moment came in Ford's response to the leadership style question. She says she works by consensus and coalition, but then took a barb at Foster's statements that he believes in the Genesis myth of creation and that dinosaurs and humans coexisted.
My style has been evolving. Unlike my opponent, who doesn't believe in evolution, My style has been evolving, but I would like to say this. When my opponent talks about working with people, I want you to remember that he put a Krispy Kreme calendar on another council member's desk while he was a council member, and it was investigated by the city attorneys.
That is completely false. That is what we call a Ford fact.
Foster responded that he would put the Constitution over his conservative religious beliefs.
I make no apologies for being a Christian and believing in the Genesis account. And my opponent since day one has been mocking my faith. And out there in the corridor, she has little dinosaurs in a basket, really mocking anyone that believes in the Genesis account. I have a proven track record of putting the Constitution first. This document that governs the rule of law in the United States, I am told to submit to that authority.
In January 2007, St. Petersburg police slashed the tents and destroyed the belongings of a group of homeless people who had set up a tent city in downtown. The victims have sued the city of St. Petersburg. Both Bill Foster and Kathleen Ford were asked how they would have handled the homeless situation differently.
Well, I wouldn't have slashed the tents. You know, it really is a challenge, and we're going to have more homeless. As you all probably have heard, we need to begin to look now at affordable housing. We need to look at foreclosure prevention. We need to look at temporary housing, because we're going to have, there are over 300,000 foreclosures on the books here in the state of Florida. We're going to have a percentage of those, so we need to look at intervening now to prevent more homelessness.
Bill?
Well, I would have handled it the same way. Now, you don't slash tents and you don't throw people under the bus that do. You own it, you take accountability for it. That's what you do. But as far as the tent city and supporting Pinellas Hope, I think that is a temporary solution, but I also think that we need to continue to support that to get people off the streets.
On Thursday, City Council will once again consider vacating the sidewalk in front of Baywalk. 2 weeks ago, Council decided against giving the public sidewalk to the troubled downtown entertainment complex. But last week, they decided to reconsider that decision. Foster has been endorsed by current Mayor Rick Baker, who's pushing the sidewalk privatization, but has not said he supports a permanent sidewalk vacation.
I would like to see a more temporary vacation of the sidewalk, if it's possible, maybe a sunsetting of 1 year, just to make sure that we can re-energize Baywalk. I think that is so important that we bring that back. We have millions of dollars invested of city taxpayer money in Baywalk, and it's a balance between First Amendment rights and the people's interest in making sure that Baywalk thrives, and I think we have to do that. If there is a sunsetting provision, I think that would well respond to that.
Proponents of giving the sidewalk to Baywalk say that one reason the mall has failed is because of peaceful First Amendment actions of protest groups like St. Pete for Peace. Ford has maintained a position against sidewalk vacation since before the original council vote.
I do disagree with vacating our city sidewalks, because I think it would set an awful precedent. Every business out there then would want to vacate the sidewalk so that they could have access and control over who goes on that area. And I think really this was a problem where public safety failed. For whatever reason, there wasn't enough visibility of our law enforcement officers. The mayor did not jump on the problem soon enough, did not stay there consistently. We did not have a visible presence. I don't know, council didn't care. But unfortunately, gradually more and more shops left.